Good morning, friends. Warriors of the faith, freedom fighters, brave hearts, whistleblowers, warriors of divine destiny. Gosh, so many cool titles I could be saying here. You know, today I was thinking a lot about just sharing what I'm going to be focusing on this year in 2021. And since the ending of last year, the Lord had placed this thing about this Joan of Arc course, this Joan of Arc ministry. And the Lord's just been laying it on my heart that I need to really focus on it this year. And that includes making podcasts where I share more from my heart about things that are going on. And of course, the dreams and supernatural stories are always fun. But I'll also be sharing about growing and maturing as a Christian and as a leader, and really going for the things that the Lord has placed on your heart. So one of the things that has been in my heart and spirit has just been this sense and this need to raise the flags. If I could say in one sentence, that's pretty much what it is. From those of you that joined me in the prayer drive, you know it was about flags and about circling cities and all of the amazing things that we experienced together. It was a lot of work, but it was timely. I really believe that we did something in our region because of that. You know, our prayers always have an effect. And so as I've been praying a lot more about 2021, the Lord keeps reminding me of the decade. Okay, we need to look at it in these kind of longer term scenarios in a sense. And part of that is that the Lord has been laying on my heart that it's going to be a decade, a divine decade, a decade of demonstration, a decade where he's going to be displaying a lot more of his power and might on governmental levels in different nations and different regions at different times. But it's also a time where, because of 2020, that time frame, it's like our planet has now been thrust into a time where time is shorter. I think we're going to see things happen a lot sooner. We're going to see prophetic words fulfilled, you know, not just like in 10 years from now kind of a thing, or 20 years. It's going to be more like a couple years, or maybe even a couple months. We're going to start seeing the hand and the power of the Lord working in this way. Now, I really have a burden to encourage those people, those individuals who are doing something for the Lord right now. They're leading prayer groups, or they're leading initiatives in their local communities for the furtherance of not just expanding the kingdom spiritually, but also taking action, whether it means meeting together on a regular basis to encourage the body of Christ. And also what I'm finding out is it also becomes a hub of information where you're passing on what's going on in these times. People are awake and aware about what's going on. And it becomes like a center where you're praying for things, you're aware of things, and you're kind of protecting your friends and your families and your communities because of the things that we are aware of. So we have these warrior types of individuals who are standing up more boldly in these times. But you know, sometimes when you first start out, it's a very lonely type of feeling. And you might think like you're the only one in the world, or the only one in your family, or the only one that's out there doing these things, sharing these things. And so for those of you that know about my visit to heaven, this is really what kind of kicked me off to do this with such conviction, such boldness, to really understand what it means to walk in the way, the truth, and the life, and live a godly life, a pure life, and to really honor what is holy. Like when you've seen it with your eyes, when you've felt it, when every part of your body, soul, and spirit has experienced this kind of truth, you know, you don't even want anything else anymore in your life. All you want to do is serve the Lord and change the world. And you want to be with people who are willing to do that. You want to work with like-minded people. And a lot of them are not even in church anymore. It's because the church is so busy with board meetings, endless discussions, and they have to wait for all the hierarchies to approve all this and that, where God is like, man, we need to move faster. You know, there are issues at stake here. And we need to be praying for things. We need to be participating in our civil issues, so that we have a country to live in, that we have a culture to be proud of. And when we see that, you know, the censoring of the media or social media platforms or just outright lies are being displayed in the media, when we see that our Christian culture and way of life is being attacked on from every side, and where you're expected to accept everything and every lifestyle and call evil good and good evil, well, this is not okay with the true warrior type. And for those of you that get it, I know you understand this. So this Joan of Arc tribe, this Joan of Arc vision that the Lord's given me is just, it's really heavy on my heart, and I'm going to be focusing on this year. And that might mean having to say no to, you know, events or my usual things that I've been involved with to kind of get this up and rolling. And the more I keep picturing it is that I just keep picturing flags that are in people's houses or in their yards or in their ministry locations, and it's blowing in the wind. And these are people who understand the spiritual warfare that is going on, but they also have a real kind of a unity with those like-minded individuals, and they're willing to do stuff to help their community. So right now I kind of have a skeleton idea of what this course is going to be like, but also like what's going to come from that. You know, if you were going to join a Joan of Arc tribe, what would that mean? What would we be doing? What would we be talking about? How could we encourage each other in the Lord in different cities across the nation? You know, I've got this kind of, you know, I like to think big, and I like to think about how many people could we impact in this way and encourage those mature warrior type leaders to continue and to have a place where they can meet. And right now I'm trying to figure out what platform to use. Right now I'm probably just going to stick to doing podcasts, and I will be sharing more about leadership content and just, you know, our walk with the Lord as far as what it means to be a Christian warrior in these times. And I'm really praying for this vision to become crystallized, and I'd like you to really pray for me for that, that the Lord would give me his understanding and his thoughts, and that I would just be faithful to obey and take one step at a time, right? How do you get from one destination to another? Well, you take one step at a time, or you travel 1 mile at a time. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. So anyway, it's exciting. I'm really thrilled about it. And right now I have the logo is being worked on and tweaked, and I want to make journals for the Joan of Arcs. I want to make a flag that when someone takes the course or they would join the tribe, that they get one that they could put in their at their personal location, wherever they are, if it's a home meeting, home church, prayer group, but that they understand what the course and the meaning of it is. And I'm going to go into deeper content about what the Joan of Arc calling is, because it has to do with really honoring what is spiritual and what is holy. There has been such a great lack of honoring what is holy and what is divine, what is sacred. You know, and it's when we come back to that, it's kind of like you get this healthy fear of the Lord, which to me is so vital in these times that we're living in. We need to fear the Lord. We need to know where the Holy of Holies is and have that respect. And when you read about the ancient traditions of the tabernacle, they would have to wash their feet and wash their hands, and you get clean before you go and take your prayer time with the Lord. You know, it's just little things like this that we do in our life that continue to help us to mature and to respect the Spirit. And by doing that, we become bolder. We become powerhouses and pillars of fire at a time where the world is in darkness. And we also, it gives us this boldness of no fear, right? When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, that's what stood out. It wasn't the fancy words that they said. It was the boldness that they weren't afraid to talk to the Sanhedrin and the rabbis and all of this. They were ready to do something for God. And they were not ashamed of the truth. They were not ashamed about what they were talking about. They were the ultimate Jesus freaks, right? And so it's this kind of boldness that these Joan of Arc types are going to have. Obviously, you're going to use some wisdom, but there's going to be times where you're just going to have to be bold. You're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to reach out to save and to stand against evil and to speak truth and righteousness and to cover people who are dying in the deserts and bring them that living water, become that sanctuary, that palm tree in the desert of their life. And so these Joan of Arc types are going to be, this is kind of the mindset about really being a soldier. You know, stop whining, stop complaining, stop telling me what you don't have, and learn how to get what you need, get the resources, right? This is something I've had to learn. You know, like team up with people. You know, don't just think that you can do it on your own. I mean, you might be leading in an area, but respect the other person leading in another area. Honor that unity, because that is part of what, when we see that the Trinity honors each other, how much more so should we be following in that footsteps to honor each other in the ministries and the callings that we have? So anyway, there's a lot of different topics, and I'm probably getting off topic here, but I'll be covering some of this in upcoming podcasts to do with the Joan of Arc ministry and series. And so, and one reason I'm actually putting this out as a podcast is because I've learned in my coaching programs that if you put it out there publicly, it keeps you accountable to make you run the race and to do the job that the Lord set you to do. So for those of you, my friends, who've been following me on my journey for the last few years, I so appreciate all your encouragement, your love, your financial support. Actually, these podcasts, you know, that I'm putting out is going to be helping to support this ministry, because I know there's going to be events that we have, retreats, seminars, or, you know, even audios or CDs, or I don't know, there's a lot of different things that keep coming to my mind about how we can reach more people. And like any ministry, you need funding and finances for that. So the Lord's been so gracious to me and giving me such wonderful brothers and sisters who are honoring what the Lord is calling me to do. And I just am so touched. There's times where I've just cried when the donations have come in. And the funny thing is, it's by the grassroots levels. Again, God is calling people from the grassroots level to step up and step into these callings and to work together. And for this is what I'm really excited about. So thank you, Lord. So I know that there's individuals out there, maybe you've been feeling alone. And that's one thing you start seeing as you mature in leadership. If you've studied anything along the lines of leadership, it gets lonelier the higher you go. And that's because a leader carries a vision that others will not have at that time. But once the vision becomes clear, then you're able to share it with other people, and then you get more leaders coming to join it, right? So anyway, I just want to share this with you today. It's just been on my heart, and I'm praying for everything going on with Texas and just the different states that have been covered with snow and ice storms and electrical things going out. And again, these are just signs to me that we're going through a new era. We're going to see things taking place in the natural realm. We're going to be seeing things take on governmental and legal levels, as well as spiritual revival and awakenings and things like this. So it's all connected. It's all good, because as we go through the dark night, or what some people call the dark night of the soul, that's when the new beginning comes, right? We do have to go through rough times and rough patches, but the Lord also gives us times of refreshing. And that is what we need to do. When we see a Joan of Arc flag being, you know, raised at your ministry or your home, it's like, oh, I know that flag. I'm part of that group, you know. I want to have a map where, you know, if you have one of the flags, you can mark, you know, what state you're in, or maybe what city, or things like that. And I think it'd be so cool to have a map where all my friends have these flags, and you just know, oh wow, there's someone over there. That'd be cool. It'd be cool to be able to get connected with each other and stay in touch, and, you know, have occasional meetups together. There's a lot of things that we could do to continue to raise the standard and hear what the Lord's been putting on your heart, or how you've hooked up with other ministries in your area, or just different callings. You know, maybe the Lord wants you to be in a legal team, or maybe he wants you to fight human trafficking or set up a rescue mission for the kids that are being, you know, rescued. Who knows what the Lord has? Maybe the Lord wants you to use your gift of song and music to heal hearts, because music is a universal language that anyone is willing to listen to, right? Or maybe the Lord's just empowered you to be the best prayer warrior that you've ever been before, because you're taking more time. Now you have more time. Maybe your situation's changed, or you have more time to really focus on that. So there's so many different callings that the Lord has, but I just know, if you're a Joan of Arc type, you're going to be a warrior. You're going to be pretty badass for the Lord. You're going to say things that are going to shock people sometimes, but you're going to do things that are going to stand out and go, wow, the Lord is with them, you know? So that's pretty cool. Anyway, I realize that I am a warrior type. You know, for a while, I remember trying to not be so me, you know, until I had this experience with the Lord. And the Lord was just telling me, he loves me the way I am. Like, stop trying to be somebody else, or stop trying to fit into somebody else's depiction of what a Christian, a nice, sweet, loving, forgiving, get along with every... No, you know, sometimes it's like, where's the warrior? Where's the Davids and the you know, the giant slayers and these types of individuals? They're going to be different. They're going to be a little rough around the edges, because, you know, they battle, you know, they take out these kind of things. So they have to have that side to them that gives them a bit of an edge. And I'm like, gosh, you know, this is me. I'm a warrior type. It stirs me up when I see evil taking place, and I want to do something about it. You know, that might mean giving a donation to that cause, or it might be commenting on their thing, appreciating the work that they're doing, or whatever way we can do to encourage someone in their cause for Christ. And he's got so many different ways that we can do that, right? We're seeing that in the legal system as well, where you have lawyers who are fighting to protect our freedoms or fighting for a religious protection and things like this. It's like, thank God we've got people in these realms. I'm not a lawyer. I wouldn't know how to answer those kind of questions. I wouldn't know how to defend those kind of things. So I'm going to pray for those kind of people. And when I see that, it makes me appreciate all the different gifts that God has given to his people in every arena and in every field, or doctors, nurses, or, you know, wherever they are, that God is helping them to accomplish his work and his purpose, right? So anyway, all that to say is, I'm excited because I'm going to be focusing more on that this year, and I'm going to be taking more time for that to work on that. So please do pray that the Lord would give me the input, the content, and also the vision and the structure of how this could work and be a blessing to many people. So thank you, and God bless you all. Continue to let your light so shine before men that they may see his good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven, right? So thank you, Lord. God bless you, warriors of the faith, men and women, all of you warrior types for the Lord who have been holding on all this time. Jesus is coming soon. I'm not saying how soon. I don't know. But I know that whatever time we have left, I'm going to be giving it my all 100% every single day. And because that's what he did for us, right? So thank you, Lord. All right, have a wonderful day. Lord bless and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and give you peace and supply all your needs and resources. And may the blessings of his love be on your home and your household in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful rest of the day.